1. Introduction to ChatGPT. What is ChatGPT? In this first section of the course, ChatGPT for Beginners, we'll cover the fundamentals. By the end of this course, you will be fluent in using ChatGPT for everyday tasks, from work and productivity to creativity and content generation. We're going to start from the very beginning. What is ChatGPT? How do you install it? How do you use it? How do you start a conversation? First, what is ChatGPT? You can think of ChatGPT as an advanced AI chatbot developed by the company OpenAI. It's designed to engage in natural language conversations, just talking back and forth. This means you can interact with it just like you're talking to a friend or colleague. The name itself, ChatGPT, explains its function. Chat refers to the conversational nature of the interaction, and GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. This means it's a type of AI that has been trained on a vast amount of text data in order to understand and then generate human-like responses in that conversational interaction. Use cases. ChatGPT has been trained on data including books, articles, text sources, and websites, all up to its knowledge cutoff of note, update to the current knowledge cutoff date. Find this information from OpenAI's documentation as it changes. Ideally, reference a specific model's knowledge cutoff. For example, GPT-4 Turbo's knowledge cutoff is April 2024, but verify this. ChatGPT is used for a wide range of tasks and use cases today, including knowledge-based Q&A, interacting with your own data or knowledge base, summarizing text, condensing long documents into shorter summaries, generating text, for example, for content creation, multimodal capabilities. ChatGPT also has multimodal models available, meaning they can understand audio, images, and text, sentiment analysis, determining the emotional tone of text, translation, converting text from one language to another, image understanding, analyzing text within images, data analysis. For example, you can upload a spreadsheet and ask ChatGPT to analyze it. You can also upload other types of documents, such as PDFs, research papers, etc. There are many, many use cases for ChatGPT today. It's incredibly versatile, incredibly flexible, and a pretty major upgrade from traditional chatbots, which were much more rigid. Freight broker and carrier use cases, examples. Let's see how these general use cases apply to the world of freight and logistics. For a freight broker, knowledge-based Q&A. A broker could upload their carrier contracts and ask ChatGPT, which of my carriers allow drop and hook for loads over 500 miles? Or, what are the insurance requirements for carrier XYZ? Summarizing text. A broker could have ChatGPT summarize lengthy transportation regulations or complex rate agreements. Generating text. A broker could use ChatGPT to draft emails to carriers about available loads, negotiate rates, or create marketing materials for shippers. Draft an email to carrier name, offering them a load from Chicago to Dallas, 45,000 pounds of dry goods, offering $X per mile. Data analysis. Upload a spreadsheet of past load data and ask ChatGPT to identify trends, such as which lanes have the highest profit margins, or which carriers have the best on-time delivery rates. Multimodal capabilities. Upload shipping documents, like a bill of lading with handwritten notes or damage, and have ChatGPT extract the key information and flag any discrepancies. Translation. Quickly translate communications with carriers or shippers who speak different languages. For a carrier, knowledge-based Q&A. A carrier could upload their driver handbook and ask ChatGPT, what is our company policy on detention time? Or, what are the procedures for reporting an accident? Summarizing text. A carrier could have ChatGPT summarize .regulations updates or lengthy customer contracts. Generating text. A carrier could use ChatGPT to write responses to broker inquiries, create driver recruitment ads, or draft internal memos about safety procedures. Draft a response to a broker's request for a quote on a load from Atlanta to Miami, considering our available trucks and current fuel costs. Data analysis. Upload fuel receipts and mileage logs, and ask ChatGPT to calculate fuel efficiency for different drivers or routes. Image understanding. Have ChatGPT read license plates or DOT numbers from images to quickly identify vehicles. Translation. If working with international shipments, have ChatGPT translate shipping documents or communications. Advantages. ChatGPT has been trained on massive, mind-blowing amounts of textual data. This allows it to answer questions intelligently about all sorts of topics, something that traditional chatbots were not able to do very effectively. Another awesome plus is that ChatGPT works in multiple languages. You can ask it a question in English, and then have it translate that answer into three other languages. In this course, we're mostly focusing on ChatGPT for individual use, for example, using it through the web app or its mobile app. However, you can also integrate ChatGPT through the API into products that you're building, enabling your users to benefit from its advanced natural language understanding and interaction. Overall, ChatGPT represents a pretty significant step function advancement in AI capabilities. It's much more versatile and flexible than traditional chatbots, and can be used for dozens and dozens of use cases, spanning work and productivity to creativity, data analysis, and more. Quick side note, AI versus generative AI. Many people talk about AI today, often referring to generative AI, such as ChatGPT. However, AI has actually been around for many decades. You can think of ChatGPT as a specific model trained using a subset of techniques within AI. There's AI, and then there's machine learning, a subset of AI. Then deep learning, an even smaller subset of machine learning. And finally, within deep learning, is generative AI. ChatGPT falls within that bucket. People may use the terms AI and ChatGPT interchangeably, but keep in mind that they are referring to two different things. AI as a field is pretty massive and has been around for decades. ChatGPT uses newer techniques such as deep learning and generative AI. How to use ChatGPT? How do you start using ChatGPT? The first step is to go to chat.openai.com, where you can access the chat interface completely for free. Instead of typing a question immediately, you can click one of the pre-made questions, such as, "Plan a mental health day to help me relax." ChatGPT will immediately start thinking about your question and then ask you a follow-up question. "I'd love to help you plan a rejuvenating day. Could you tell me what your favorite ways to relax are?" You might respond with a personal preference. Now ChatGPT is analyzing your response and using it to formulate a personalized answer tailored to your preferences. ChatGPT's response. Here's an example of ChatGPT's response. This is a generic answer, and it is not industry-specific. What's great here is that you can actually use ChatGPT for free without signing up for an account. It's important to emphasize that the best way to use and think about ChatGPT is as an ongoing conversation. The more ChatGPT gets to know you, what you're looking for, and your preferences, the more tailored the responses are going to be. Providing feedback. You can ask ChatGPT to revise and edit its answers by providing feedback on the response. Creating an account. Even though you can use ChatGPT without creating an account, it's highly recommended that you do create an account. This allows ChatGPT to remember your conversations and update its memory so that it can give you better, higher quality, and more tailored answers in the future. You won't be starting from scratch every single time. To do that, just click Sign Up for Free. Then you can create an account with your email address, or you can log in with Google, Microsoft, or Apple. After you put in an email, it asks you for a password, at least 12 characters. It's going to send a verification email to your email address. Open your email, click on the link inside the email to verify your address. And once you verify your email, you can log in. This is the ChatGPT web app interface on the free plan. On a paid plan, for example, you'll have a couple more model options here. On a free plan, you'll be using this ChatGPT model that's already pre-selected, ChatGPT interface. Before we start having a conversation with ChatGPT, let's point out a couple of things in this interface. This central area where it says, Message ChatGPT, is where we're going to be having a conversation. Let's ask ChatGPT to Freight broker example. Find me carriers near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that specialize in refrigerated goods. Carrier example. Draft an email to a broker confirming my availability for a load from Dallas, Texas to Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow. You can type anything you want here. I'm just giving a simple instruction. Just scroll down to see the rest of its response. You can see it outputting this information in real time. Now, if you ever want to stop, let's say you messed up the prompt or want to ask something else, you can stop the generation. That's really useful if you realize the prompt is not great or not specific enough. You can go ahead and edit it by clicking Edit Message. You can also ask for explanations, definitions, or ask it to update its previous response. For example, follow-up questions. You can see the end of ChatGPT's response, and it actually auto-suggests follow-up questions that you might want to ask. You can go ahead and click one of these to get ChatGPT to answer this follow-up question, or you can type another follow-up question. You can see on the left-hand side that ChatGPT automatically gave a name to our conversation based on the topic we're discussing. This is super useful to go back to previous conversations you've had with ChatGPT and easily reference them by what you were talking about. Now you can go ahead and edit this name. If you click Rename, you can change the title. You can also share this conversation. Click Share, then click Create Link, and then you can copy this link or share it directly via LinkedIn, Facebook, Reddit, or Twitter. Conversation History. Below our conversation are previous conversations that you've had with ChatGPT. Obviously, if you're brand new, logging in for the first time, this will be empty. But as you have more and more conversations with ChatGPT, you will see the left sidebar populate with different conversations. All you have to do is click on a conversation, and it will take you to the full conversation history. You can even ask follow-up questions, even if you had the conversation in 2023. Creating a new chat. Let's say you go to a previous conversation you've had. How do you create a new chat? Just click this icon in the upper left-hand corner that says New Chat. Go ahead and click that, and it's going to open a blank screen where you can ask ChatGPT a question or click on one of its suggestions. That covers everything you need to know to get started using ChatGPT today. You don't need to download anything fancy, no additional apps or anything like that. Just go to chat.openai.com, start having a conversation there, and when you're ready, create a free account. Then when you log in, it will look like this interface, with your conversations saved on the left-hand side. Is ChatGPT free to use? Is ChatGPT free? Yes, it is. If you go to chat.openai.com, you can ask ChatGPT your questions without signing up.